Now, traditionally, in Buddhism, we distinguish three kinds of bodhi. I'll give you the technical terms for these, the names for these, and then we'll discuss them one by one. First of all, there is what is called Shravaka Bodhi, which we may translate as the enlightenment of the disciple. Secondly, there is Pratyeka Bodhi, which means private or individual enlightenment. And thirdly, there is what we call Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, or unsurpassed, perfect enlightenment. Now, you've often heard me mention in the course of talks and lectures that in Buddhism there are many lists. And I've often had to emphasize the fact that a knowledge of these lists is very important, at least from a provisional intellectual point of view. Now, this particular list, the list of these three bodhis, though very short, is extremely important. And I might even go so far as to say that without an understanding of this list, without an understanding of these three kinds of bodhi, there'll be much in the development, in the history of Buddhist thought, especially in India, which we shall not be able properly to understand. Now, let us just, first of all, try to see what is meant by these three different kinds of enlightenment, or bodhi. First of all, the Shravaka bodhi. Shravaka literally means one who hears. So it's the Indian Buddhist word for a disciple. A disciple is one who hears. Much more than that, one might say, he's one who listens. One who not only hears with the ear, but who hears within, who is receptive, as it were, to the teaching, receptive to the word of the teacher. So Shravaka Bodhi is the enlightenment of the disciple, the hearer. And it means that enlightenment, that illumination, which is gained from a teacher, not that which one finds out for oneself without any assistance whatsoever, but having heard from a teacher, having been shown the path by a teacher, having been taught the method, as it were, by a teacher, having been imparted the discipline by a teacher, one makes one's own effort, one's own exertion, and one gains enlightenment. So one's enlightenment is gained from or as a consequence of the instruction of a teacher. But after gaining that enlightenment, one makes no attempt to communicate what one has gained, what one has experienced, to anyone else. One has a teacher, but one has no disciples. So this is called the enlightenment of the disciple. Now, secondly comes Pratyeka Bodhi, private or individual enlightenment. Now, this enlightenment differs from the first one in being gained without a teacher. Here one finds out for oneself. One discovers the path for oneself. One doesn't have the benefit of the instruction of a teacher. That's why this type of enlightenment is considered very, very rare, because it's very difficult. One gains without the help of a teacher, and having gained, also, one makes no effort, no attempt to impart what one has gained, to communicate what one has gained to any other being. So this is what is known as private or individual enlightenment, Pratyeka Bodhi. Now, thirdly, the Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi, or the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment, this too is gained without a teacher. But having been gained, it is not, as it were, kept to oneself. It is sought to to be communicated to other beings by way of a teaching, so that they also may have the opportunity of sharing or participating in that experience of enlightenment which one has attained oneself. So this is the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment, Anuttara Samyak Sambodhi. Now, even though it is said here in connection with this particular kind of enlightenment that it is gained without a teacher, it must be understood that this refers to the present life, the present existence. In previous lives, there have been teachers. There has been a showing of the way, a showing of the path by others, and one has accumulated, as it were, sufficient momentum to be able to be carried through this present existence without a teacher, and to make the final, the ultimate discovery by oneself. So such are the three kinds of bodhi: the enlightenment of the disciple, private or individual enlightenment, and the unsurpassed perfect enlightenment. The first gained from a teacher, but not being imparted to any disciples or pupils. The second also being gained without a teacher, not being imparted. The third gained without a teacher in this life, but being imparted. So there are these three kinds of bodhi according to the general Buddhist tradition, especially the Indian Buddhist tradition.